Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A community flooded in Monterey County, California.
The Paw River has breached. We all know that. The city of Paro, there, or the community of Paro, is flooded.
Sheriff Tina Nieto says crews have been working to rescue people and more than 8,500 have been urged to evacuate. It comes amid weeks of storms and heavy rains. Four astronauts who spent 5 months on board the International Space Station are safely back on Earth.
Splashdown of Crew 5.
Audio there as the crew splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Saturday night, about 19 hours after departing the space station. Tens of thousands of Israelis demonstrated Saturday against proposed judicial reforms by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The weekend protests marked the 10th straight week that demonstrators have taken to the streets in opposition to Netanyahu's plan. Oregon lawmakers considering a plan to make it the second state in the nation to require climate change education for K-12 students. This is ABC News. President Biden may be moving closer to approving a controversial oil project in Alaska. ABC's Brian Clark.
The New York Times cites two people with knowledge in reporting that President Biden's on the verge of giving the green light to an $8 billion oil drilling project in Alaska. ConocoPhillips wants to build the Willow Project in the 23-million-acre National Petroleum Reserve. This would go against the president's campaign pledge to not allow any more drilling on federal lands, but the energy industry and lawmakers in Alaska have pushed for this approval, citing the White House call for more production. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Police in Maryland say it's taken more than half a century, but they've identified a suspect they believe killed a 16-year-old high school student back in 1970. Authorities say through the use of DNA technology and genetic research, they identified Forrest Clyde Williams III as the man they say strangled Pamela Conyers. Authorities say they would have charged Williams, but he died in 2018 of natural causes. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
March 15th.
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Lindsay from Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Radio, we are local music. That is Sexy Esther. Love that song, Mr. Moon. Pin Up before that is the title track to, I believe, the 2014 release rocker. And, you know, we're celebrating women in music tonight here on Max Inc. Radio. Is there a better artist to play than a double dip of Sexy Esther for that
fact?
Yeah. Man, Lindsay's voice is so magical. And there's big news about Sexy Esther, too.
Really? What do you got, Jimmy?
They have a new member in the band, Rebel Wells. I'm not sure who Rebel is, but I think the new drummer. And they got something cooking for July 26th. It's on their Facebook page. And Sexy Esther's going to play live. I can feel it, rocker.
Wow, that's good. I'm going to be waiting to see where that show is going to be coming up.
If it's a Saturday night, I'm taking the night off, dude. We're going to go see Sexy Esther.
Maybe we'll just broadcast from it, Jimmy.
We'll just broadcast from the show. We'll hide that. We'll call Lindsay and the folks and hijack the show. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy. He's Rocker. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. So happy to have you, all you, everybody along with us here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, it's Maximum Inc.'s birthday, And typically to celebrate Maximum Inc's birthday every year is Bomblastica, and this year is no different. It's happening April 15th at the Wisco here in Madison. Carbellion, Wizard Hammer, and rockers band Iron Plow. And we're doing a live radio broadcast from 6 to 9 p.m. With the two of us and Terry Barr. It's going to be a great night. Hope you could join us at the Wisco, Willie Street, Patterson right there. There's going to be volleyball, hopefully. I don't know if volleyball will be happening, but there has to be volleyball.
And Tiny's Tap Room is right next door.
Tiny's Tap Room. Cheers to Tiny.
Cheers to Tiny. It's going to be really good to be back in the Wisco, playing, doing a show, doing live radio there again, I know, Jimmy. Dude.
We'll talk about that later. Talk about Bomblastica. There's a lot of history with Bomblastica.
Well, there's been at least 20. We're on Bomblastica 2023 right now. But, Jimmy, I wore my Bomblastica 2000 shirt because I was just kind of remembering the very first Bomblastica, which featured the bands. It was at the Annex here in Madison, and it featured the bands Rebels Without Applause, Angels or Insects was a band, the Pimps, they were playing, right?
Yeah.
And Plastic. So the Pimps are playing a show. They're coming back soon, and that they say is their absolute farewell show, I guess.
That's the rumor.
The Skin Tones.
That's the rumor.
Coming up. Yeah. But the Pimps, they were really big at that point because they were they had a song on the a movie soundtrack. So they were really kind of big. They used to be the Goodyear Pimps, and that record label made them change to the Pimps. So we had the Pimps, but they later were kicked off that label. They went back to the Goodyear Pimps. So they're a great band to go see.
Their show, by the way, their show is with the Skin Tones for their CD release, March 31st at the High Noon Center.
And the Skin Tones have definitely been a band who have played at a few Bomblasticas. And I was just reminded how, you know, basically we started it as like an indoor music festival. And it would, you know, be multiple nights. We've done so many multiple cities, many shows over the years. But it started in 2000. And great, it's been a great ride. I know, Jimmy, you've been a part of many of them through the mid-2000s.
Since 2011, right. I believe, yeah. I can't tell you who played at what shows, but they were good, you know?
They're a lot, and it's always a good time. Local music, celebrate local music, and, you know, Maximum Inc's birthday and anniversary every year.
It seems like a good time to remind everybody, too. Cameron from Carbellion is going to join us tonight here on Max Inc. Heavy. That's coming up at 10:30 tonight. Their new music is just that, heavy, and it's good.
American it's awesome. Heavy rock.
It is. It's good.
They were just signed to Eclipse Records. So, you know, we're going to be bringing them out here to the Wisco on Bomblastica April 15th.
In the meantime, Rocker, we're celebrating women in our Madison music scene, or actually around the state of Wisconsin. I got music on the way from Blythe Gamble. We'll do some Anna Wang. We'll do some Little Red Wolf. Right now, Low Marie and The Bar on Max Inc. Radio.
I asked you to be kind. I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you. If the world was caving in, I hope you'd act and not be shy. Did I set the bar too high? I wanted to forgive, to love you through and through, to be the one. Try. set the bar too high.
Radio with Little Red Whiff there and Half a Century. Megan Rose is coming to town doing music with Damsel Trash. Can't wait for that. How about some Blythe Gamble right now? I love Blythe Gamble's music. A little blues for you on a Saturday night. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Met a man about it all.
Hot Dog, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You don't mean
That's Anna Wang and Ashes on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Anna Wang, of course, had the solo album in 2017 called In Your Head. Before that, there was Anna Wang and the Old Boys, and they were fantastic. Check it out. I think their stuff is up on Reverb Nation or maybe Bandcamp, too. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K and Rocker with you. Original local music from Wisconsin. We're celebrating the women in our music scene here in Wisconsin tonight. We're going to pause that for a minute because Eric Redash is here. We're going to talk about Groovaloose. I love it when I mess up like that, especially on live radio. Groovalicious Glove and Baghdad School Review, who has a show coming up. We're going to give you all the details about it later. Hopefully I can learn how to speak. Also, Kelsey Miles is in the Devil's Lair tonight, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. And Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. This place is great. They have their own beer, a great menu. They have live music. Check out more at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A community flooded in Monterey County, California.
The Paw River has breached. We all know that. The city of Paro, or the community of Paro, is flooded.
Sheriff Tina Nieto says crews have been working to rescue people and more than 8,500 have been urged to evacuate. It comes amid weeks of storms and heavy rains. Four astronauts who spent 5 months on board the International Space Station are safely back on Earth.
Splashdown of Crew 5.
Audio there as the crew splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Saturday night, about 19 hours after departing the space station. Tens of thousands of Israelis demonstrated Saturday against proposed judicial reforms by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The weekend protests marked the 10th straight week that demonstrators have taken to the streets in opposition to Netanyahu's plan. Oregon lawmakers considering a plan to make it the second state in the nation to require climate change education for K-12 students. This is ABC News.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Groovalicious. Groovalicious Glove. Groovalicious Glove. It's so groovy to say that. Groovalicious Glove. We're going to talk with Eric in just a couple of minutes. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, I'm all for the blind.
That's not supposed to play right now. You know, that's Groovalicious Glove, Rocker. That whole thing right there was completely Groovalicious Glove.
It was definitely Groovalicious.
I've got to tell you, that's from 2003, Fortune Cookie. Is that right?
Oh, man.
That's my first experience with the glove there, Rocker. Have you had the glove before?
Oh, yes, I have, Jimmy. Oh, my goodness. It goes back a ways. I'd say, well, Jimmy, our next guest has played bass guitar in a few bands you might recognize, like the Material Boys, Baghdad Scuba Review, and Groovalicious Glove. Bassist Eric Redash will unite with two of his old bands as Baghdad Scuba Review and Groovalicious Glove have announced upcoming shows, and here in the studio to tell us about these legendary Madison jam bands is Eric Redash. Eric, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy and Rocker, it's so good to be, I might even be as bold to say, be back on your show after a long time.
You've been around the block for a while now, and we appreciate your support over the years and giving us your music and coming on and having a chat with us about your stuff.
Well, you know, Jimmy, I was telling you that Groovalicious Glove, we go back a long ways. You were like, how far back? And I remember Eric used to come to the Madison Musicians Guild meetings.
Yes.
And we would have at the clinic. I think those were like the clinic days. We moved around a bit. But yeah, that was probably back in like mid 90s, late 90s.
Cheers to the clinic, by the way.
Way back in the scene.
And that was back when he was in Grooveless Glove and he was really, you know, active in the, and I don't think the jam.
We were just beating the pavement trying to get gigs, you know, that's all I was trying to do. But yeah, I got involved in all this stuff and met people. And
well, you know, that actually brings us to our first question, which, you know, before we get to the bands that you've been in, tell us a little bit about yourself, because your musical upbringing and what you brought down to Madison.
Oh, yeah, it goes way back. I grew up in Superior, Wisconsin, at the top of the state. You know, remember getting into Kiss back in the day. You know, that was the first big band in third grade or something like that. And then it was air bands and then actually playing instruments. And I even played in a hard rock, kind of a heavy metal, alternative metal band up there for like, I think it was like 6 years or so. We did a couple original albums.
And Duluth is like right across.
Duluth, yeah. I could tell you stories about all that. But yeah, we would play in the Minneapolis area. We'd drive down to Minneapolis. Yeah. But yeah, I even remember
doing. Gotta drive down to Minneapolis.
Yeah, from up there. It was actually down.
You even got the up there, up there,
you youper. But yeah, I don't know if you know, what was his name? Alan Sparhawk from the band Low. That's we did some, I don't want to say shows with them, but I remember some open mics and things like that where our band was playing and an early version of his band was playing and stuff like that. But then, yeah, before I even moved down here, I'd played at First Avenue, you know, the smaller side stage. Place. Oh,
yeah.
But
yeah, what was that called? I forget.
I think it was the stage door there?
The stage door.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that was it.
So I got my, you know, kind of cut my teeth up there in music and you know, moved down here. And I wasn't really even planning on getting into music right away, but worked with people. And they said, oh, you know, there's this band starting. They need a bass player. That's all I needed.
Do you have a car?
Yeah, exactly. You got an amp, you got a car, okay, you're hired.
What brought you down to Madison from Duluth?
Oh, just I needed to get out of there. It was kind of a small town, you know, and you know, not that small comparatively, but just needed a change of pace, needed a change of scenery, opportunities, needed a job maybe.
Well, you've been here ever since you came down, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Madison is my home now.
Well, tell us a little bit about Grooveless Glove. I want to say, what was that, like mid-90s?
Grooveless Glove, yeah. We started playing out in, I think it was 96, 95 or so, Badger Bowl days, and we were just kind of latching on to whatever show we could even open for metal bands back then, I think. Wow. They liked us because we were kind of bluesy and didn't upset things too much. You know, we weren't going to show anyone up back in those days. But
cheers to the Badger Bowl.
Yes.
Well, give the drummer
some. I could name all these
you're
clubs.
Making me cry here, man.
OK's Corral and all that stuff we played at.
Give the drummer
bands.
Some. Who is the drummer of that? I can't remember.
Shane Gurnow.
Shane Gurnow?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he was cranking out there, man.
Absolutely. You know, there was joke, you know, best, there was jokes about, just hit, awesome drummer. Let's just say that. Yeah, Larry Hill, Alex Holstein, James Sumwalt, and Ryan Dose were some members of that band. Yeah, had a lot of great times, played a lot of festivals, played a lot of shows.
Now, you guys are going to get back together. Grooveless Glove is playing later this summer at the Sunshine Soul Festival, and that happens at the Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona on August 26th. Tell us about the reunion and, you know, how that works.
Well, that festival, in fact, has been a little bit of a reunion place for Grooveless Glove. We reunited there. You know, I think their festival has been going on for a while. They were out at the Capitol Brewery for a while. And then they moved it last year to the Wisconsin Brewing Company, and they asked Grooveless Glove to play, and we hadn't played for maybe five or more years, and we got together and had a blast, and there was even talk, you know, we've got these, you know, six or so songs that never got recorded, and, you know, so who knows, you know, but there was a lot of interest, and, you know, when you get together with people that you spend so much time with and had such a musical connection, you know, you want to try and make it work again.
And then came Baghdad Scuba Review. Tell us about BSR. I mean, why is the band named after a scuba diving magazine in Iraq?
Yeah, that was just putting three words together, and it was during the height of the Baghdad War, I think, we were all trying to be political and make a statement, and it was a catchy thing at the time. We even spelled review wrong, you know.
You could send a couple. Well, that's perfect, because then you could send a couple of songs to George Bush when he was running for president, and you could use your music while you walked on stage. You know, it would have been beautiful.
We tried every chance we got, Jimmy.
Now
we did an Obama rally right on the steps of the city county building back in the day. But
now, give us the skinny on the Baghdad Scuba Review. Who's in that band?
Well, John Schneider, Chad Thompson, Jason Kruger, Justin Gershner, and Rob Block. And myself, yeah, we had all played in previous bands, and we kind of we all found a collective interest at some open jams, and all of our maybe previous bands were kind of dying down a little bit, and we collaborated, wrote all this music, put out a couple albums, and played just a ton of shows, traveled all around the Midwest for years, did the Summerfest thing a few times, buses down there, you know, I could go on. But
Atwood Fest?
Oh, yes, of course, one of our favorites.
Actually, yeah. It wasn't Atwood Fest at the time. That was still Atwood Summerfest.
Yep.
Before the current Atwood Fest is going on. But Baghdad Scuba Review is reuniting for a show at the Harmony Bar in Madison on Friday, March 31st, here in just a couple weeks. That's going to be along with Electric Spanking and John Schneider Duo. It sounds like a bunch of guys that are from the band. What does it take to get all those fellows back in the same room?
Well, sometimes it takes an act of God, I think. At one time, I think it was Trump became president, and then we all wanted to write some new music, but at least we did some shows. And, you know, we've kind of, every year, we've done some kind of a reunion show, not always in public, but, you know, we did one last fall at the Harmony. We had a hell of a time, you know. We had people in the, you know, when you got people packed in the front singing your own original songs that you haven't played in, you know, 5-7 years, and it's just great feeling. So we want to keep it up. There again, we've got songs that haven't been recorded yet. There's talk about an EP or something.
No, that was my next question, which is, what's in the future? For either of these bands.
Yeah. We're gonna do it.
What do you have a time? This is like breaking news here, so we're shaking in our boots.
Well,
now.
You know.
I'll calm down. I promise.
I can't put a timeline on it, Jimmy, but I'm gonna say there's gonna be new music at these shows, at least some music that we haven't played in a long time. And it's gonna be a great event.
That's awesome. Eric, thank you so much for coming in. Give us the details on that show one more time, Rocker, would you?
Well, let's see. The Grooviest Glove show is coming up later this summer, I think August 26th. So we got a little time. We'll be mentioning that. But the show that's coming up real soon is going to be Baghdad Scuba Review at the Harmony Bar in Madison on Friday, March 31st, along with Electric Spanking and John Schneider Duo.
And the Grooviest Glove, the Baghdad Scuba Review does play earlier that night. We're kind of switching things up a little bit, so don't get there late.
The electric,
you might miss out.
Electric Spanking. Tell me about the Electric Spanking, please.
Yes, the Electric Spanking started out with members of Baghdad Scuba Review.
Where'd you get the name from, man?
And that's a good question. I don't know if I was even involved. It just kind of came about. But, it conjures up some interesting images, doesn't it?
It sure does. And I'm on the record saying, great job on picking that name out. You nailed it, man. Nailed it.
Yeah, right. That's another great one.
Going to leave that one rest.
And I want to give one more shout out to this great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Fest. I've heard some rumors. I'm not as involved as I used to be. But for those of you interested in that kind of thing, that was the traditional first weekend in October. And there's some new guys that are taking this over, and I just want to say, if anyone's interested in that kind of thing, they might be picking that festival up again. So,
well, everybody loves marijuana, right?
Oh, you know it.
Okay, we got
at least
that
around here.
We're safe then.
We're in the bubble of Madison,
right? Eric, thank you so much. It's wonderful.
Hey, thank you.
And let's do some Bag Desk of a review right now. Where are you on Max Inc. Radio? We are local music. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music, Bag Deck Scuba Review there. And they're going to be at the Harmony Bar on Friday, March 31st, with Electric Spanking. Electric Spanking. I love that freaking name. That's really cool. Check that out. Hey, we're back to celebrating women in the local music scene. Very excited about doing this. I was very excited when this person decided to sing songs. It made me so happy. They live down in Nashville now. It's the Cancellations, Ellie Maybe. She rocks. Happy endings aren't for us on Max Inc. Radio.
No, it's dark out early. And you've got somewhere you got me. But boy, I know you better. And you know
Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc's 27 year anniversary party and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc Radio's Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. Special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer.
Like a fire, away, black in the sky, and, the wind
and Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw.
We are the Iron Claw. Hey!
It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
March 15th.
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the